CJLO 1690 AM, it's your good pal Satan here. Hour 2 of Grade A Explosives is now officially started. Well, it started officially before the news, but I mean, this is the part that I made, so, you know, you understand. You get it. You get it, Francois. I get it. I get that you get it. Anyway, let's go over what you just heard there before the break. Right? That seems like a good thing to do here. You heard some Sun Rot with the first Wound off of their album Passages from New Jersey, Sun Rot. Before that, you heard some Scare. I don't actually think I said much about that, except to say the name of it. If you want to check out that record, which you definitely should, it's called In the End, Was It Worth It? I really like Scare. They seem like good people that I'll have a good time with eventually. You know, not as soon as some of you listening right now. I'm not going to mention any names for that one. Everyone gets all weirded out, oobly boobly or whatever. Anyway, the point is, you heard a bunch of music, and before that, during the talk spot, you probably heard me say that there was going to be an interview that was going to happen, and I'm not lying, because I don't lie. Everyone calls me the Prince of Lies, but that's actually not true. I don't lie to anybody. I tell everyone straightforward how it is. They just want to believe I'm lying. And in that respect, that seems to be the way people are going right now. It's actually the reverse. People want to assume that people that are, we'll say, loosely affiliated with me are telling the truth when in fact they're lying all the time. It's crazy. It's what you can get away with. You humans are weird. Anyway, the point is, interview. Andrew got to sit down at the beginning of March. I think the beginning of March. I don't know what his schedule looks like. But he sat down and he chatted with Madeer, a one-person outfit out of Guelph, Ontario. And I'm going to play that interview now. So here is Madeer, an interview with them. Starting off here, there's not really too much to go over here. I'll play you a track from their latest record, Violent Thoughts, which is out on Friday, and so you should go check it out on their Bandcamp. But in the meantime, why don't I play this interview? Madeer, CJLO, 1690, AM, Andrew and Kyle talking.
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew here. I am joined tonight by a very special guest, a one-person outfit known as Mider. I believe I'm saying that right? Like, I'm not...
Madeer.
Madeer. Oh, my goodness. I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I thought it was like the saw, and I was wrong.
No worries. See?
So, Madeer, I'm joined by a one-person outfit known as Madeer. So I'm just going to let them intro themselves, because I've gotten in trouble for saying people's names when they have pseudonyms and things they go by. So tell the people who you is.
So I'm Kyle. My band is Madeer from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. Yeah, I've been at it, I guess, for around 5 years now.
Yeah, I was going to start...
Yeah, we'll say.
It's all right. I interrupted you. You're the important person here. I'm just a guy asking questions to you. Well, let me start. I like to start off all my interviews the same, but because I need to verify something first. Is this the first time you've done an interview about this project?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Excellent. Because you know what that means. I can ask you some of the most basic questions ever. And then everyone else listening to this, you can never ask them again. They will now be covered. And they won't be any reason to ask them over and over again. So,
yeah, for sure. If it ever comes up again that I get interviewed, it's like, oh, I already answered that.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. So, but I will start this off the way I start off all of my interviews. I figure that by the time bands get to me, they've already done a bunch of these. We've already established that isn't the case here. But what's one question that you don't want to be asked? If I have it on this list, I will strike it. You won't have to address it or even think about it possibly coming up.
Nothing comes to mind. I'll answer everything as honestly as I can.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, then let's do some real basic stuff here, since this is the first interview. We'll lob out some softballs here, and we'll start with the most annoying and obnoxious question that I think we all could hear. Where did
you get your band name from?
So it is the name of a dragon in Dark Souls 3. So that's probably why, like, everyone pronounces, I didn't even think about this when I chose the name, but everyone that's like come up to me is like, how is your project going? Midir? And I was like, oh, it's Midir. Because I've heard that name so many times. Like, I've heard like Let's Players. Like, I was really, really into Dark Souls 3 during like COVID and stuff, and I was just playing it over and over again. So yeah, I just thought it was like kind of unique. I wanted just like one word, like low amounts of syllables. I was originally going to do Yorm, which is the Yorm the Giant from that game, but it looked like at least 20 other bands had that name already. So I was like, okay. I looked up Midir. I didn't see anything at the time. I think there's like, looking again, I saw like two or three other people, but no, I tried.
You stuck your flag in the soil first, so you reclaimed it. That's how it goes here. Well, is this, you mentioned COVID, is this kind of a pandemic project? Is this your sourdough starter kit that you have?
Yeah, I guess so. I was kind of working on it before COVID, like on and off. Originally, I only did vocals for bands and stuff. Like, I learned how to play guitar when I was about like 13, 14, started playing, but I just like didn't practice enough. So when I was like in bands in high school, I just like jumped on vocals, was the first one to figure out how to scream with my friends. So I was like, okay, I get it. I get the vocal spot now. But it just gets like harder to, like, I'm not a very good clean singer. I have some songs of clean singing, probably not anyone's favorites. But when you just say that, like, I want to do screaming in a band, and you go on Facebook and you look up bands looking for screamers, you're going to see like 100 posts of I'm a screamer looking for a band. And it's just really hard to stick out that way. I went to a few auditions, and it was like, it's always hard to get people together. And then COVID was happening, and so I came up with this idea. I'm like, okay, what if I have, like, because it's always hard to be like, oh, I scream, and people are like, can you sing? Or so I'm like, okay, I have to bring something a little more to the table. I'm okay at guitar and bass. I'll figure out how to program drums, and I'll just make my own music, and then I could be like, here's an example of something that I can do. And then I just kept doing that, and then I just kind of liked working alone, so... right now it is just me. It's just a solo project I do, and maybe it'll stay that way. We'll see.
Yeah, I was gonna check in to see like how much of the instrumentation is you playing instruments and how much of it is a second member, a computer, as it were. I believe you've answered it pretty well right there. Unless of course you have something new this album that's like, I did drums this whole album, Andrew.
No, I still can't play drums, and I'm also not like a great, like, I self-produce everything too, and I'm just not really up on that level, like setting up mics and stuff. That would also be another cost, like renting out a room to play live drums. So like I do live guitars. Like, I have my own mic, live amp, and I put up mics. So I've gotten like good at that, but I haven't tried miking up a drum set, and it's just something I've never had. So I would have to start from the very beginning, and that would just be another whole something.
Another whole thing.
It's like, I just want to do vocals, and now I'm like forcing myself to play guitar and bass, and I'm at least writing the drums. So it's just something I don't want to do. Maybe eventually I'll hire someone to do it, or pay someone to do it if we get to that point.
Well, if you do eventually become a drummer, that will be the full cycle then, from the most easy job to fill in a band to the most difficult thing to find for any band. You could run the whole gamut of things then.
Yeah.
Yeah! Take my hand to victim sleeping soundly every